Facebook is holding an open meeting with employees today to let them ask questions about what's being called the Cambridge Analytica scandal. There have been many reports now on how Cambridge Analytica, founded by Republican operatives Steve Bannon and Robert Mercer, was able to use the data of 50 million Facebook accounts, most of them unaware of the mining, to target voters in the 2016 U.S. presidential election while working for the Trump campaign. This week, Britain's Channel 4 TV is releasing its investigation, showing the company offering other countries prostitutes and bribes to affect other elections. Facebook's stock price is down, and a number of lawmakers are calling on CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify before Congress. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi is here. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. And Ali, we're also seeing reports that Facebook's head of information security, Alex Stamos, will be leaving. What is Facebook saying about this? Is this an admission of some guilt, or is he being made a scapegoat? What's going on?
Well, it's unclear because it's not 100% clear that this was an information security breach. Facebook willingly gave over this information to a researcher, and it was supposed to be not used for the purposes it was used for and then destroyed. So it's possible that's an information security breach. I think most people think this was Facebook being irresponsible with people's information, although in fairness, Cambridge Analytica and the groups it's worked with have been the one who have used this information irresponsibly, but it sort of piles on to the whole conversation about, is Facebook a good custodian of all the information that we users give Facebook in exchange for a free user experience?
Well, let's back up. I've got two questions here, and it goes to the heart of how Facebook works. As you mentioned, this was a researcher who first built an app that he put on Facebook and gave the data he found to Cambridge Analytica. Does that violate Facebook's terms that he did that? And then, hold on, is this a problem with how Facebook works? Because his app, the company Facebook built this platform that allows these third-party apps, the app invited some users to fill out information but then scooped up their friends and family. Are other apps also vulnerable to this sort of Trojan horse?
So let me go backwards on this one. Yes. In fact, there are a number of articles that have come out on the internet today about how to get into your settings on Facebook and determine who you have given permission to use your data. But in this particular case, this researcher, authorized by Facebook to do some research, put out a survey on Facebook. About 250,000 people took the survey. But in doing so, they gave the app permission to access their friends and all sorts of other information, which Cambridge Analytica used to develop election targeting methodology. Now, to your first question, is this allowed? Is it legal? Facebook says that it is not allowed under the terms of their agreements. That's not 100% clear yet, first of all, whether that's allowed. It's also not 100% clear whether Facebook has breached an agreement that it had with the government, something called a consent decree back in 2011. It's also not clear what responsibility Facebook has for having known about this information since 2015 and now just disclosing it and conducting an audit because there were newspaper and television reports about it. So it's a very murky and complicated situation, but it does bring to bear how serious this issue is of your information and what's done with it.
Well, I mean, it's one thing for a researcher to violate the terms of agreement, but I think users expect the company to make sure he can't do that in this way
correct.
And build a
That's
firewall.
That's what the question is, correct.
You know, the stocks are, had fell, but is there a sense that people are deactivating their accounts?
So I've only, I've been covering this for several days, and I've only heard from two people who have canceled their accounts, and there's certainly no trending movement to cancel your account. You know, there are two issues, your privacy and how to manage it on social media, and the other issue is that somehow Facebook has gotten itself involved now. We already know that they were involved in the inadvertent or advertent spreading of fake news, but now Cambridge Analytica may have had influence over the U.S. election. So this sort of takes it to a new level of seriousness. Fundamentally, does a user know how to manage their private information on Facebook? And more importantly, are you susceptible to this targeted fake news or influence peddling that is going on? The stock has been down now for 2 days in a row, and I think part of that is fears that, A, they will be regulated as much as they have refused to have that happen to them, and, B, I think a lot of people are beginning to realize Facebook may be a dangerous place to be for them.
Exactly. Ali Velshi, MSNBC. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.